you've probably seen the TV ads about how the deadline to file an abuse claim against the Boy Scouts, if you're abused by a Boy Scout Scoutmaster, is coming up. The deadline is November 16th. We've talked about this story along with the tandem story regarding the Catholic Church here on Issues and Ideas frequently over the past years. Certainly the past few months too, as the statute of limitations law in New Jersey was changed and the Boy Scouts declaring bankruptcy, setting up the settlement fund, came about. And we also talked a lot about how it's not simply an action taken and a course of action taken in response by the victim of their evil abuser. Now, abuse has a very heavy impact, long-lasting effects. I was doing a little reading here just to some of my notes from the last few times we've addressed it here. Some of the common behaviors in abuse victims. You might have noticed this too. Someone close to you fell prey to one of these evil individuals. Anger management, explosive rage that's maybe set off by something minor. And we dismiss it as saying, well, don't sweat the small stuff there. Alcohol, drug abuse, problems with marriage or dating. Certainly memory repression, PTSD, just doesn't happen with military individuals, anxiety. A lot of this brought about by a very wrong feeling of shame and guilt because it's you, the victim. It's not your fault. Many of these victims think about suicide, actually commit suicide. Found this report was specifically focused on the impact of childhood sexual abuse on adults. Reports called Adverse Childhood Experiences Study showed adults who reported four or more experiences had a 4 to 12 time increased risk for those symptoms I just mentioned, and a 2 to 4 time increase reporting their own health as poor. That's why this settlement, well, first the admission, which they were brought about kicking and screaming to, but now the compensation fund brought about by the Boy Scouts of America through the bankruptcy proceedings is one of those steps of healing for the victims. Again, the deadline to file your claim is November 16th. After that, if you don't, you'll be barred from filing suit against the Boy Scouts in the future. So, should you file a claim? Well, if you have experienced any victimization or abuse within Boy Scouts of America, yeah, you should. And that's regardless of the type of abuse or when it occurred. According to one attorney who's been specializing in these abuse cases, you should file a claim basically if you're a survivor who has filed lawsuits or claims against the Boy Scouts, called the Scouts First Hotline, or otherwise reported the claim of abuse, never filed a lawsuit, entered a settlement, or reported your abuse. We've received settlement agreements, but believe you have additional claims against the Boy Scouts and experience abuse, even if the claim is barred under your specific state's statute of limitations. Right now in New Jersey, the changes in that law do not limit you, but other states' statute of limitations still might. You fill out the sexual abuse survivor proof of claim form. Those who experience other types of abuse, like physical abuse, emotional abuse, bullying, or hazing, there's a second form. That's a general proof of claim. Forms are set up to help counsel in the court determine the legal merits of each claim. You have to supply basic personal information, contact, employment info. Then there's some questions about when, where, and how the abuse happened. You should answer those questions to the best of your abilities. If you can't remember all the details, just supply as much as you can. There are, as I said, attorneys specializing in these cases. You might get some advice from them about what types of information, any documentation that are most beneficial to include. I'll add these links to our homepage, but to access the claim form, as I said, there are two different forms depending on specific situations. The sexual abuse survivor proof of claim, that's available at officialbsaclaims.com. Officialbsaclaims.com. The general proof of claims form, that's at OmniAgentsSolutions.com. omniagentsolutions.com/BSA claims. omniagentsolutions.com/BSA claims. Again, we're putting those links on our homepage. You don't need a lawyer unless you just don't feel confident doing it on your own. As far as how long the claim process is going to take, the bankruptcy process itself could take a few months to a few years. What type of compensation? Again, depends on the number of claimants. So that is to be determined. Boy Scouts are sitting on cash as an organization, certainly assets, land, with all the campgrounds, and your information, and especially your name, all of it will be kept private.